Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast, dedicated to teaching, sharing, and learning the game. Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Steve Kramer of the Coach's Edge of Kramer Basketball, and Kevin Eastman. This is our teaser episode for our complete episode with him that comes out later this week. Kevin has coached in the NBA. He's won an NBA championship as an assistant coach. He's been a college coach. He's an author. He is a speaker. He's done all the things. And in our complete episode that comes out later this week, we touch on the people that have impacted him, some of the things that he thinks are hard to guard, some of the advice and piece of wisdom that he would give to high school players, high school coaches, all those things. But he's coached against Kobe Bryant. He's been in the NBA Finals twice against Kobe Bryant, who's my favorite player. So I had to ask him what it was like going up against, coaching against my favorite player. And he talks about something that you're probably familiar with, how Kobe was different, how he was dedicated to doing things differently so he could get different, better results. So make sure you listen to this episode. If you find it beneficial, please share it out, subscribe, rate, review. Be sure to check back at the end of the week for our complete episode with Kevin Eastman. Again, it's one of my favorite episodes. It's real quick as he talks about Kobe in this segment, but being one of my favorite players, I wanted to make sure that we got it out to you as well. Thanks for listening. Let's get to it. In there, Kobe Bryant, obviously, rest in peace on that team. When you think of Kobe Bryant, is there a certain thought or memory that comes to mind?
Well, the first thought that comes to mind is different, right? He thinks differently. He works differently than everyone else. And one of the things Kobe has said in his past is if you want to be really good at something, you have to be different than everybody else. And by that, he didn't mean weird. He just meant that you have to do things differently. For him, it was in the off season, waking up at 4 a.m. If you asked him, as a matter of fact, in one of the ESPY awards he won, one of the things he said when he won it was he was talking to all the athletes in the crowd and he said, "We all know why we're here." He said, "We're here because of 4:30 a.m. Meaning that's something that all the best do. Now for Kobe, it was simple math. That allowed him to get a third workout in that day and still do all the things he needed to do with his family. And this was in the off season. He didn't do three workouts a day during the season, but in the off season, he would get up early, do his first workout. Then he would come home, have breakfast with the family, take the kids to school. Then he'd go on maybe in the early afternoon to his second workout, come home, dinner with the kids, maybe go to the gym that night. Or I think he had he might've even had a court or a basket in his house, you know, and get some shots up there at night for an hour, 45 minutes. Right. So he said, just add the math up. The average players work out maybe in the off season one time a day, maybe 4 days a week. The good players, right? They maybe work out two times a day for 3 days of the week. And then another day or two, they work out for single workout. He says, well, I go three every day. So if you just do the math, of course I'm going to be better than they are. Right. And if you do the math, as he said, if you do the math over the years, then you can see why people always put me in that category of one of the best ever. So those are the things that remind me of Kobe and just the maniacal drive to master his craft. Right. And that's what you find in the best of the best. They really try to master their craft and they truly do work on it much more than others.
I love this piece from Kevin, his experience with Kobe Bryant. Understand that he's been around the best players in the world. And for him to be able to say, this guy really stood out. He was really different among the best of the best. He had another tier, another level. And that's why people put him in the all-time great category as one of the best to ever play the game. So thank you to Kevin. Be sure you check back at the end of the week for our complete episode. A couple other thoughts I wanted to share. Kobe was one time asked about being in a shooting slump, and he said, there's no such thing as a funk. There's just the next shot. And I just find his mindset so intriguing because it's so easy for many of us to beat ourselves up when things aren't going well. But when you come back to Kobe, really confident because of the work that he put in, extra work, being different, talked about getting up early, getting in extra workouts, and really being a problem solver. There's a lot of us that point out problems, but Kobe was a problem solver. He was trying to figure out an answer while everybody else was still pointing out the problem. He's about solutions. And I think that's one of the main things that allowed him to be as successful as he was, because by NBA standards, he was 6'6". He was average NBA height. He maybe a little bit above average athletically, but it was his grit, his determination, his persistence, his confidence that was built up through the work that he put in. It was earned, that helped him become one of the greatest players of all time. Think about that as you get into your day-to-day, whatever it is that you're doing, understanding that so much about basketball and so much about life is your mindset, it's your approach, and really being solution-based instead of problem-based. Knowing that if I want to get better results, I'm going to have to do things differently than somebody else. If I'm doing the same thing everybody else is doing, I'm going to get the same results that everybody else has. I want to go above and beyond. I got to take my time invested, my work ethic, my energy to a different place in order to get those results. Thanks to Kevin for taking the time to be on the Coach's Edge podcast. Be sure to check back. One of my favorite interviews that we've ever done, and that's coming out later at the end of the week. Thanks for listening. Get after today.